Another story now about family separations, this one with a twist. This started about 70 years ago when the border between Alaska and Russia was officially closed. It was the start of the Cold War, and the Soviet Union imposed what was called the Ice Curtain. The border finally reopened about 3 decades ago, but even though travel is possible, a lot of families who live on both sides of the Bering Sea remain split. Emily Schwing recently spent a week with one family waiting to make the trip from Nome to Chukotka in Russia.
In a tiny kitchen in an apartment in Nome, Valentina Kanuka cooks a big pot of borscht.
So do the onions go into the borscht?
Mm-hmm. Borscht.
Borscht. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm. Now you do.
It's that R rolling.
Borscht.
This is dinner for her two daughters, a friend, and me. All of us try to keep our minds off the weather that's kept us grounded here on the west side of the Bering Strait.
I want to visit my parents. I passed away many years ago. Also my brother, too.
Kanuka plans to lay flowers on her parents' graves, not to say goodbye.
Just say hello.
Kanuka actually lives in Gamble, Alaska, a small village on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea. It's only about 80 miles, as the crow flies, from there to Novochuplino. That's the tiny coastal village where Kanuka grew up, in Russia. It's also where three of her sisters, a brother, nephews, an aunt, and many of her friends still live. Kanuka isn't really that far from home, but getting there is tough. For starters, the runway on the Russian side often gets fogged in, grounding airplanes on Alaska's side of the international dateline. So we wait in a friend's apartment in Nome.
And who taught you how to make borscht?
I watched my mom. I watched my mom and then my sister. My sister makes it differently.
In 1994, when she was living in Novochuplino, Kanuka met an Alaska native from Gamble. She moved with him to Alaska and gave birth to her oldest daughter, Marina, a year later. In 2003, she became a U.S. citizen. She's only been back to Russia twice to reconnect. As she stirs the borscht, she talks about gathering subsistence foods and cooking them with her daughters. Things she learned growing up in Russia that translate well to her life in Alaska.
Me and my kids go pick rose root.
What's it called?
Rose root.
Rose root.
Mm-hmm. We also have fireweed.
These stories make 23-year-old Marina tear up, just as one of the two daily jets that land in Nome passes overhead.
I see people in Gamble, and they're always with their family, you know? And then I have to travel all the way over there just to see the rest of my family.
Many people at all levels of government have tried to make travel across the Bering Strait easier for people indigenous to the region. There's a visa-free travel program, but you have to have a formal invitation from a family member on the other side. And that invitation has to be reviewed by both Russian and U.S. officials. You can only go through specific entry points, Anadyr or Provodinia in Russia, and Nome in Alaska. And a visit is limited to 90 days.
Your families right now, the elders are dying. You can't go because cost prohibitive, you know, and the politics.
That's George Nunguk, an Alaska Native elder. He's in his 70s. Nunguk leads a dance and drum group from Savunga, the only other village on St. Lawrence Island.
Boats would go across, or they would come across by boat, skin boat mostly, and wooden boats, the Boston Whalers, the white ones with black trimming.
But that was years ago. Boats no longer cross the Bering Strait with any regularity, mostly for safety reasons. Seas can be extremely rough, and the water is frigid. And the travel restrictions don't make it any easier. Now, people like Nunguk and Kanuka have to buy a plane ticket from their village to Nome for about $300. And then they have to charter a flight across to Russia, sometimes for more than $1,000. That's a lot of money if you live on St. Lawrence Island, where jobs are scarce. Most people like Nunguk just use WhatsApp and Facebook to stay connected with friends and family on the other side.
They show their dances, they post them on Facebook, and I can watch them. So it's good that way. But one-on-one, face-to-face is more important. because we're able to express our pleasure of meeting, re-meeting them. So it builds us with happiness and love, you know.
That's something apps just can't replicate. In the end, George Nunuk, Valentina Kanuka, and the rest of us didn't make it to Russia. Weather grounded us in Nome for a week before we finally gave up. But we'll try again next summer. For The World, Emily Schwing, Nome, Alaska.